Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to the Discover Blind Spots podcast, where we believe what you don't see can actually hurt you. You know, over the past few weeks, if you've tuned in to the podcast, you've noticed that I had a couple of interviews. In fact, if you've looked at the majority of the episodes of the podcast, we have I've spent time interviewing great leaders, telling some great stories, some blind spot stories, and things of that nature. And I want to keep doing that. However, there's been something that's sort of stirring inside of me that I wanted to share over the next 4 weeks, and it falls under this topic of values. And I want to spend, my goal is that the next four Tuesdays, actually, the next four Mondays, I'm going to have a video about values. On Tuesday, I'm going to launch a podcast on that particular value. Today's going to be an introduction, but we're going to use the podcast to perhaps dive a little bit deeper into what the video says. For example, the video will sort of set the tone, kind of lay out the theme for the week. And then the podcast will help us dive a little bit deeper into that. And then the rest of my social media for that week is going to follow that same theme. So if you see something on a Thursday and you think, that's interesting, and you didn't see what was posted on Monday or Tuesday or Wednesday, maybe go back, look at my timeline, and you'll be able to connect those dots. That's the plan. I don't know if I'm biting off more than I can chew, but we'll see. So here's the question. Why do we want to talk about values? Well, I've been thinking about it recently. I said that. And I think the reason that I'm thinking about it is I'm noticing that in a lot of cases, people's words don't line up with their actions. In fact, I've got this image. I'm going to use this illustration because I want to speak about this one day. And when I get an opportunity to talk about this topic, in front of a live group for the introduction, I do a lot of video. I shoot video, edit video, and so forth. And one of the things that's most frustrating is sometimes when you have multiple inputs or your frame rates or your audio is not, kind of synced up correctly. And so, the mouth doesn't line up with the words. And so you have to chase it. We call it in editing. It's like we have to chase those things together and try to figure out how to line that up. And it's most frustrating. And I want to use that as an intro to kind of walk out. And the video would be me explaining what I'm talking about. But the words, the audio is completely off from the mouth. And very frustrating to make the point. And that's why I think this topic is so important. But I've been noticing in today's world, it seems like that our mouths don't match up with our words as much as they used to. When I grew up, my father, my mom and dad, they passed away in my early 30s, and they were certainly huge influences in my life. And both of them lived this way, but I'll spotlight my dad because he was a business guy, and his word was his bond. In other words, if he said, "I'm going to call you at 2 o'clock," he called you at 2 o'clock. He didn't call you at 2:10. He didn't call you at 2:15. He didn't forget about the call. I'm sure he made a mistake every now and then, but he literally, once he said something, you could count that it was in ink, non-erasable, kind of thing. You could take it to the bank. Now, he wasn't a man who was very verbose. He didn't say a lot. He was kind of like the E.F. Hutton guy. When he spoke, you wanted to listen to him, but you could certainly count on the things that he said. And so, in reflecting on all of this, it made me wonder, do my words line up with the actions that people see in my life? And even more so, do my actions line up with my words within my business? In other words, are the you have life values and you have business values, and hopefully they're the same. You know, hopefully you don't have one persona that's your life and you live a certain way, and you have a different persona that's in your business. But do they line up? And so, you know, I think we all have values, whether they're spoken or unspoken. But here's a question. Have you defined them? And you might even ask, so why do I need to define them? If I know them, what's the reason for defining those values, writing them down? Well, here's an answer for you. If you don't define them, others will define them for you. And then here's the other catch. If you define them, if you kind of, you know, put a stake in the ground and say, this is, you know, these are the values that I live by, boy, you better live by them. You better follow them, or you run into that risk of your mouth not lining up with your words. And here's another thing. If we just sort of casually go through life, this might be a huge blind spot that we have. We just sort of casually go through life and say, yeah, we sort of have values, but I mean, we don't need to go crazy over this. Here's what will happen. You will, or your company or your life has the potential of drifting. And by drifting, envision being in a boat in the middle of a huge lake without a motor or a paddle. You know what's going to happen? You're going to drift, whether you want to or not, and your drifting may lead you to not your preferred destination. So I like to say, if we go ahead and write down our values, if we're intentional about putting them, you know, on a chalkboard or a whiteboard. I have a whiteboard in my office here, and if I write them on that board, if I have them on my website, if I'm confident enough to say, this is who I am, this is speaks to my character and what I want to be, then perhaps I'm controlling that destiny and I'm not going to drift. Now, you may wonder, so help me understand, what's the difference between mission, vision, and values? As you hear a lot about mission, vision, and then maybe you get to values, but I'm not sure there's any company today that, you know, hasn't created some type of a mission or vision and or vision statement. And so I found this, I was doing a little research, and this seems to say it well, so there's no need for me to try to wordsmith it a little bit better. So let me just read this and see what you think. A mission statement, number one, refers to the company's objectives and often state a way for the organization to meet them. Okay? Even a personal mission statement might be the same. It refers to your objectives and perhaps states a way for you to meet those objectives in your life. I'm good with that. A vision statement is where a company or an individual discusses their plans for the organization or for their life and how this relates to the overall company goals or life goals. The organization has the burden of getting internal and external stakeholders to understand the mission and vision and how they help propel the company forward to the next level. In other words, the mission vision statement has to be clear enough that those stakeholders, whether it's in a company or those stakeholders, whether it might be your family and friends, understand that mission vision statement that you have, that you prepared, and how it will propel you forward or the company forward to reach the objectives that they want to reach. Now we get to the values. Companies, we'll talk about this in the marketplace, normally refer to company values as core values. And you've heard that before, the word core values. and they are the principles that support the organization's vision, culture, and overall philosophy. Values bring, pay attention to this word, values bring character to the group, and it can help leaders and management guide teams through ethical and performance concerns. These are the standards that organizations can cling to in times of trouble. So, you might say the values are the foundation that the mission vision stands on. I believe that the values might be at times more important than the mission vision. Now, before you get sideways about that, let me explain. In my leadership and managing people, if there's ever been an issue, the majority of the time, the discussion is usually over a violation of the organization's values. That's usually what it comes down to. It's never where the person has just arbitrarily decided to go against the mission vision a lot of times. I guess it could happen, but it has not been my experience. Usually they're trying to pull on the same rope as the organization to move it forward, because obviously if the organization is successful, that particular employee, team member is perhaps would be successful as well. But my experience, most of the time, those conflicts, if you really peel away the layers, it comes down to not a misalignment, perhaps, of the values. In the book that Phil Anderson and I wrote called Blind Spots, What You Don't See Can Hurt You, one of the chapters that I wrote, I talk about this idea of layers. And the short version of that is that many times our blind spots hide beneath the layers. And if you just address the surface of what you see, you'll never get to the root of the blind spot. So I believe that when you, if you had an issue, you know, with a staff member or whatever, if you carve away the layers, I believe what you'll find is, I mean, first of all, when you carve away the layers, you're going to get to the core values. That's why you use the word core. So when you get to that core, I believe that's where you'll find a lot of times a misalignment or a violation or whatever you want to call it, just lining up with those values. And in life, individually, if life is, you know, going crazy and you feel like you're sort of off track, you've kind of over in the ditch here or there, I bet if you carved away the visible actions that you were living out, the ones that everybody could see, I believe what you would find is a misalignment of the core values that you established that you want to live by, but you're not living by them. So you have to carve away those layers to get to those values, to perhaps get to the root of the problem. If you live out the values of your organization, you live out those values in your life, because you're not going to create a value that says, I want to blow up my life. You'll probably, usually, not have a problem with the mission vision. In other words, what you're trying to accomplish. So let me leave you with these tips about how do I create values? Because what I'm going to do over the next 3 weeks, I'm going to share with you three values that I'm trying to live by within my company, Discover Blind Spots. I'm going to share each one of them with you. If they resonate, feel free to use them. But I'm not only just going to share what they are, I'm going to share with you why they're significant to me. But as you're thinking about values, let me give you some tips of how to create them. First thing, you know, one of the biggest blind spots that people have, leaders have, people have when they try to create values within an organization is they think they have to sound incredible, right? I mean, you know, it has to be these words that just sound like a poet. And when you read it, that people would just say, wow, that's the worst thing you could do. So here, I'm going to give you three things. I mentioned this in the video yesterday. I'm going to give you three things to follow. They're not difficult. Number one, make sure you write your values. When you write your values, use short sentences, right? Short sentences. You don't need to wow anybody with your command of the English language. It doesn't need to be something that someone says, wow, that's incredible. I have no idea what that meant. Short sentences. Second, simple words. You know, use one syllable words if you have to, but make sure that the words are simple. And let me back up, back to the short sentences. You know, one way that you can make sure that you have short sentences is quit using so many commas. You know, whenever you listen to read a sentence and it's this, and comma, and that, comma, and that, comma, and that. I like a leader I heard one time. He said, you know, after the first comma, nobody pays attention. You've lost them. So try to write those short sentences without commas. Second, make sure it's simple words, just simple words that's easy for anybody to understand. And then here's the third one. Try to make sure you only create three or less values. That's right, three or less. Because you'll get excited and you'll want to create 4 and 5 and 6 and 10. And I've seen values on, you know, with corporations, and they have 10 or 15 values. And I want to say, yeah, right. I'm sure you're living up to all of those. And why are those three things important? Number one, let me review. Short sentences. Number two, simple words. Number three, three or less values. Here's the reason that's important. So you can remember them and recite them by memory, and your entire team can recite it by memory 24/7. In other words, if you work in an organization and this is part of your responsibility, the values need to be written in such a way that if I walked up to one of your team members and I said, you got 3 seconds, give me your values right now, you know, almost, you know, it's just like you're going to lose your job if you can't say the three values right now. Under the most extreme pressure, they would be able to recite those values. The only way they're going to be able to do that is if you use short sentences, simple words, and have three or less values. Now, I remember, and by the way, that also applies to mission statements and vision statements as well. I've seen some mission statements that look great on the wall, but nobody within the organization can recite it. I mean, they don't have a clue. And I had that happen. I'm not casting stones. When I owned the textile company and we decided to take our leadership team and we hired a consultant and we went away for a weekend and we decided we're going to craft it. It was early in the company, and we decided we were going to craft our very own mission vision statement. And we were so excited. I think we went to the beach somewhere like that, and we spent 2 solid days wordsmithing and agonizing and coming up with this perfect paragraph that basically covered our mission and our vision of our company. We got back, we shared it with the rest of the team, the rest of the company. Everybody said, wow, that's incredible. It then went it was on a sheet of paper on everybody's desk. It eventually moved from a sheet of paper on everybody's desk or on their computer or whatever. It moved into a drawer or into a file folder on the computer. And then eventually it moved out of sight, out of mind. And after, I don't know, maybe a month or two or three or so, nobody had a clue what those values were. In fact, I remember sitting in leadership team meetings and somebody would say, you know, our values, you know, didn't we say something about, and I'd say, yeah, what were the values or the mission vision statement? And the person would just have this blank look on their face. And they had no clue. And it really wasn't their fault. I don't fault them. It was written in such a way with big words and long sentences and, you know, a whole bunch of different things to remember. It was impossible for them to remember that. So remember this always when you think about short sentences, simple words, three or less values. Remember this. Clarity trumps being cute or clever. You know, sometimes when we write things like this, we think it's got to be really clever, or, you know, we got to come up with something that's really cute. What you don't want to do is when you read it or you read it to someone, when they hear it, that you see that bubble over their head and there's a big question mark. Like, you know, they have that confused look. We have a little dog. Sometimes you speak to her, you know, in a weird way, and she turns her head sideways, kind of like, what? What are you saying? You don't want that to happen. That's what happens when you decide to put cuteness or cleverness or wordiness you know, something that shows your knowledge, you know, kind of you let your ego get in the way and you want to really demonstrate your knowledge. That's what happens when you put that ahead of clarity. It needs to be very, very simple. In fact, over the next 3 weeks, you will see with the values that I've chosen, I have three. Each value, there's two words. One word is the main word. The other word describes the main word, and that's it. So you'll see I've made it very, very simple, and I would invite you to do that as well. So as I said in the opening, I think this is an epidemic in today's world where we hear a lot about mission, vision, but you don't hear a lot about values. And, you know, I've wondered, you know, maybe that's because sometimes you have to compromise your values to accomplish the mission, vision. And I believe that the values, again, are the foundation that supports the mission, vision. And without that foundation, you build that house on a, you know, kind of a foundation that's not strong. The first storms, tough times come around. The mission vision will crumble, and because they're not resting on a foundation of great values. So I encourage you to think about that. Love for you to engage me on that if you want, and just encourage you to, you know, just answer this question. Have you identified either your life values or your company's values? And have you actually written them down? And if you're in a company, can all of your teammates, all of your employees, staff, everybody who works in the company, can they recite the values without an issue? Which means if they can recite them, there's a really good chance that hopefully they're living them out. So that's it for today. Thanks for listening. And remember, next week we'll dive into the first value that I have that I've identified, and I look forward to sharing that with you.